Hello and welcome to the Lookout Podcast. Across this series, you'll be hearing from professionals from a range of creative industries and backgrounds share information on how they've developed a successful career. In this episode, you'll be hearing from Rob Louis and Bobby Brown as they both give their advice on working in the music industry.
My name is Rob Louis, and I am an A&R, the founder and co-owner of a record label based in Brighton called True Thoughts Records, and also DJ. I DJ at clubs and mainly radio as well nowadays. I try and discover artists, find them, and then we give them a platform through the label to release their music.
Hi, my name is Bobby Brown and I am an artist manager, specifically working in music management, but I also work with other creatives as well. So as an artist manager, I do day-to-day diary management, I negotiate deals, I organise video shoots, produce video shoots, act as a therapist at times, act as an accountant, act as ultimately anything the artist needs. I just facilitate the artist's needs, that's what my role is.
I think the main thing advice-wise for anybody young trying to get into music would be patient. Nothing really happens overnight. I think sometimes if you're an artist particularly, you might be seeing the sort of handful of people who've released a few tunes and then are really successful. I think one of the things that we've seen on the label is it actually is quite a lot of work and takes time, and be patient.
I believe you have to be very realistic with how you're going to get paid in this industry. You have to manage your expectations, do as much evidence-based thinking and as much evidence-based work as you can. I think it's important to speak to people in a similar field or line of work, though it is a lot of independent working, so I think it's important to try and get as many second opinions as you can.
Probably initially with starting a business, I think it's finances is a very difficult thing. Everything I did, I've had to try and figure out, you know, through saving money or trying to work at doing things. So the first club night I ran, I didn't really have any money even to cover paying the rent if we didn't have enough people turning up. But I took the gamble and thought, I'm sure I can get 30 people turning up, and did it. And I think sometimes it's being brave, particularly if you're self-employed, you've got to try and be strong in any difficult circumstances. You do genuinely learn from them.
I think with the unstable or irregular income, I don't think that's necessarily ever going to change. So whether you have to do part-time work on the side, bits of contract work, the instability of your pay depends on the success of your artists, in my role specifically. So money management, budgeting, forecasting, managing your cash flow is really important.
The creative arts is hugely important. I come from an Asian background, so particularly within my family and extended family, it was very unusual for me. A lot of the children were expected to go into, for want of a better word, more normal jobs. I think my family found it really unusual when I said I'm starting a record label, and I had a club night, and when I graduated university I didn't get a job, and they were saying, well, how do you make money? And I said, well, people come and pay to come to the club and I earn money from that. You know, there shouldn't be a barrier to entry for the creative industry, that you can earn a living from it. There's also no shame in having hobbies that might be part-time at one point and then could become full-time. And the UK, particularly within the music industry, is always pioneering genres of music, from jungle and dubstep, that, you know, we've created.
I wouldn't overlook the difficulties of entering the creative industry. It's very emotionally and mentally draining, but it's also very mentally and emotionally rewarding at the same time, especially when you get it right. I'd look to pick up some paid work initially, as much paid work as you can, and then you'll be able to focus on your creative project on the side if that's not yet generating any money. And once your project starts to generate money, then you can look to shift your focus a little bit more.
Yeah, for an artist, it's really hard. The myth that I feel from artists is they feel they can just email a demo to a record label and then everybody will stop and listen to that demo. We probably get sent maybe between 5 to 20 demos a day at the label, and we don't have time to listen to them all. Social media is brilliant, but one of the things is trying to get sort of face-to-face relationships with people. So if you're an artist and you are looking to try and connect with another artist or a record label, particularly if they're a smaller record label, concentrate on local. Don't think of being an international or national label till you know you can do something local, and within that you will find like-minded people. And it takes time for people to know what you're about.
I think if you have a creative idea, you can go into an arts organisation and present the idea. I think there's a lot of arts organisations that are in need of young people and young audiences, but I would ensure that they will pay you for your service or your work. I'd also look at some Arts Council funding and things like that. And I think arts grants is something that I wasn't made aware of until quite recently, and I think if I'd have known a long time ago, it's definitely something I would have applied for earlier in my career.
I know I keep saying it, number one tip, but be patient and have a plan, but have a realistic plan. If your plan is you want to be on the daytime playlist of Radio 1, there's such a tiny amount of artists that actually happens to. Make sure your quality, the product, is the music, and everything else follows from that. So don't lose focus of the music, and then work hard promoting that. So whether that's trying to get gigs or sending it to DJs or radio or journalists, don't feel ashamed about having to have a full-time job or a part-time job. Plenty of our artists still have part-time work. General piece of advice is all the people that you help and you support, when you know, in any career there's ups and downs, but those people that you help and support will cushion your fall if you're beginning to fall and things aren't going right for you. If somebody does want to contact me, probably the best way is to do it through my website, which is robertlewis.com. The mail comes straight to me. I would say if I don't reply, do another message and another message if you want. I definitely do try and give advice to people and try and help people, if they're particularly if they're asking about something specific, or they just, you know, they've got a few questions going on.
I think this line of work takes a lot of grit, resilience and vision. You have to have quite a strong vision, in my opinion, and you can't have any sense of entitlement. You've got to go and get it. You have to really believe in your ideas, but like I said previously, have evidence-based thinking in your practice. So I think that being said, it's important to do a lot of market research and don't just have independent ideas that you haven't checked in with anyone on. I think, you know, it's good to seek advice from someone who's trodden the path that you're trying to tread. And at the same time, there's an abundance of content available online, specifically around the creative industries. And there's a lot of information on YouTube. Boundaries. I think it's really important to ensure that you have a good work-life balance. Ensure that you're allowing some sort of boundary in your life and that you're treating it as work, and that you do allow for a social life and a bit of downtime as well. If you can, try and get some part-time work or full-time work while you're getting your project off the ground. I think it's really important, because putting financial pressure on your creative work can ultimately kill your passion for it. I'd go to local venues. I think there's an abundance of music online, of course, but for me it's always about being in physical spaces with audiences and like-minded people. That's how you build a sense of community. Dream big. Dream big. Don't think that there's nothing that you can't achieve, especially nowadays. I think it's just a case of evidence-based thinking in your practice.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lookout Podcast. I'd like to thank Jay Felix for allowing us to use his music in the background of this episode, and PropellerNet in Brighton for offering up space and equipment for us to use. In our next episode, we'll be hearing from Victoria Melody as she gives her advice on working as a theatre performer.